This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and
Alice
Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, Get Her Done Tuesday. Hooman's back. The gang is all here.
Hello.
Looked like you had a gorgeous time in BC.
Well, you mentioned that it's your dream to go to British Columbia and drive down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you right now, you 1,000% should do that.
1,000%!
Oh my God, 1,000%. That's so much.
Pretty good.
It's probably the third most beautiful place I've ever seen in my life.
Okay,
was
we
it
have
grand,
to ask.
Though? Yeah, was it grand? Grand?
Well, you can decide at the end. I mean, So the resort you can't drive to.
Oh.
So I thought there was going to be like a small runway on the island, but no, that wasn't the case. They told me, you know, buy a ticket from this airline, buy a ticket from this other airline. I never heard of it, called Kenmore. And they only have
Kenmore,
planes
like the washing machines,
the Sears brand.
They only take off and land on water. So it's the first time, you know, I grew up watching Fantasy Island.
Sure.
It was always my dream.
The plane.
Oh, the movie's coming out,
I know.
Too.
Okay. Actually, Tyrion Lannister's going to play Herve Villechaize. I think it's called something like My Conversation with...
Something like on the last interview, based on the last interview or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks good.
Wait, what?
Because he killed himself.
He shot
the guy
himself.
Who played Tattoo.
Oh, so it's not Fantasy Island. It's about the guy from Fantasy Island.
The real guy. So he's going to be playing. He's going to be playing Herve Villechaize. Mm-hmm. That was his
Villechaize.
Name, right?
Uh-huh.
Herve.
And they picked a white guy for that, huh?
They did. You know.
They browned him up a little.
They did
maybe.
Brown him up and put a Hawaiian shirt on him. You know.
Wow.
They combed his hair to the side.
Hold on, I have a picture of him.
He is. I mean, that's sure,
did,
why
did this
not?
Just make the news or something? I hadn't heard anything about
yesterday.
This.
Yesterday it was out.
Huh?
Yeah. But yeah, Fantasy Island, the plane. Was someone there to greet you? The plane.
There
welcome.
Was. So as soon as you land.
Smiles, everyone.
Smile.
There's someone to kind of guide the plane to the dock, and then they tie it up, and you get off. And as soon as we landed, you know, there were drinks and everything waiting. And they said,
awesome.
What kind of drinks? Tropical? What do they do?
So they had this real special old-fashioned Canadian style, and it was just...
Is that bourbon? Is that dark alcohol?
Okay. It is dark alcohol. But then they said, we have lunch ready for you. We go out onto the deck, and I mean, there were humpback whales right in front of us and bald eagles hunting to the left of us. And I'm like, This is a dream. This can't even be real.
Pinch me.
And you're in like
Chris
this mountainous Kelly. Valley. I mean, it just looked so beautiful.
It really was. And there's seals all around. And it was so pristine. It was just untouched, really, by human hands for the most part. Everything's so clean and crisp. The next day, we went for a 5-kilometer hike to this hidden lake.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean? How long is that?
Two miles.
3 miles, yeah.
Why don't you just say 3 miles?
Because they talk in kilometers in Canada, so you just
You're
kinda...
in America!
Right. So then, all of a sudden, you end up at this, like, kind of hidden lake and just dive right in. And it was the cleanest water I'd ever swam in my life.
Could you see all the way to the bottom?
You could see all the way to the bottom. You could see the rays of light hitting the bottom. Wow. Every time you dove in, you just felt fresher and more rejuvenated.
Jesus Christ.
So
it was grand. It was grand.
It was grand.
And then you saw the fishermen come every morning with the crab and the salmon and everything we were going to eat for lunch and dinner that morning. Every morning you saw it, and you're like, wow, look at those 50 crab we're about to eat. That's incredible.
Were you guys and the 50th birthday party the only guests at the resort at this point?
So I think the resort holds 150 people, and there was about 47 of us. Oh. So
there were other guests.
Yeah, there were other. But, archery, yoga, a spa, massage, facials.
Oh.
Everything you could ever hope or dream.
Did you go do archery?
I signed up for it, but it was at the same time as my yoga, so I chose yoga over archery.
Did you partake in a hooker?
It's very isolated. If you're
no
there...
Hookers?
Come on. Where there's people, there's hookers.
Yeah. There was no... As far as I could tell, there were no hookers. It was pretty isolated.
Clean. Nobody asked you if you wanted a
date.
No,
you
nobody
want a date,
did. I was once again alone. I was once again alone.
Sorry.
Experiencing all of it alone.
Aww.
But it was wonderful to be invited.
Whose birthday was it?
Her name is Nellie Penelope. She's
really... Nellie is short for Penelope. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought it would be Penny.
Yeah.
It's her 50th. So she,
Nellie.
She's also grown. Nellie.
Like I said, I couldn't.
Whoa,
Nellie. When we were at that lake, there was a couple Irish people with me, and one of them just looked at me and said, "This reminds me of my childhood." He was just saying how he used
Ireland?
To swim in the lakes in Ireland and how fresh and clean it was when he was a kid. And I said, "Wow, this doesn't remind me of my childhood at all."
Mine either.
But listen, Sarah, this is one of the areas you cannot drive to, but... I don't know what you have planned for the next 4 or 5 vacations, but try to squeeze this one in the next 2 or 3 or 4 years.
I actually haven't planned out the next 4 or 5.
The people have.
Yeah. We are going to Germany.
That's where you're going.
God.
That's what they decided.
You people
good for
and
you.
Your vacations. You're
yeah, I'm wicked
me.
Excited, actually. The only reason I know is because they were going to keep it a secret from me. I knew it was either London or Germany. And then
you
I saw
a credit card bill.
No, I saw John looking at Google Maps. You know, there's research to be done. I'm like, that looks like Germany. He goes, yeah, it's Germany. It's gonna be fun.
Damn, talk about last minute.
I know. He bought the tickets like a week ago, like 2 weeks out. Anyway, what else can you tell us about
from the trip? Yeah.
Okay, great. Sounds
check
like we
this
hit it
out. Right. So, you know how we're totally, or I think you finished it. Ready Player One
yes.
is a book we've been reading, and I've been sort of, I've had to reread some sections because I'm just like, I'm not sure I'm absorbing all this. I don't know why he was just pulled. Well, I do know why he was pulled from his house, but I didn't. Anyway, so you know how my brother works? He works in Burbank down in South. For an editing, coloring...
Like a post-production
movie
fixer,
house.
Right.
They do all this stuff. They work computer graphics, all this stuff. So he's told me some stuff in the past, and I come right in here and spew it on the air, and then he's like, dude, you're gonna...
Get me fired.
What are you doing?
People know your last name.
Right. So I have to be careful, but I hit him up and said, hey, have you read Ready Player One yet? He doesn't read. I knew that. But I was just, you
fishing.
Know.
Fishing, yeah.
So, hey, have you read it?
I'm working on the movie right now.
He goes, no, but I've seen some of it.
Oh.
And I was, still playing down. What do you mean? It's a book.
Oh, you're good. You're good, Vinny.
You're good at being stupid.
He goes, no, Spielberg's making the movie right now, and it's really good. What I've seen is really good, and I was all... That's when he kind of cut me off. So I was like, how are they going to do the...
The whole world. The virtual reality.
He said they're doing both, but what I got from it was there's a lot more of the actual life...
Oh. Oh.
...making the cut...
I see.
...than... Because it's as usual, a book needs to be whittled down to 2 hours.
Hours. And this is an epic tale.
And as you're reading the book, a lot of it takes place in this pretend world.
Right.
And I think...
I would say 92% of
right.
it takes place
and
in
I
the pretend
think you're going to see
a
big shift from that.
Oh.
Also, in my research...
Yes. Thank you, Vinny.
I looked it up because I was like, oh, if he's seen something, then maybe there's a trailer. and there isn't. But, you know, and there's even like, hey, when I looked it up, it said something like the first official trailer. I clicked on it, and it was a picture with words on it. So I clicked back, and it said the first official trailer discussion. And then it said, what should they put in it? And I was like, oh, nerds.
What should they put in the trailer?
You are fantastic. The amount of time you're willing to put into stuff you love. It really is impressive. And I'm not trying to be, you know, backhanded comp. I mean, it's clearly you love something and you love it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's who did that?
Right.
Who put together a let's discuss the trailer for a movie that's still a year away?
Do you think the... I know we don't know anything about the movie, but do you think it'd be a two-parter kind of movie? Or is it just like a one-and-done?
It could almost be a three-parter.
I think they're going to do a one-and-done.
I hope they're doing a one-and-done because I hate when I have to wait a year in between installments.
But so here's the one thing, and back to my point, which was, as I looked it up, Spielberg did say... He's making the movie, right? He said, I will not be using any of the references in the book to my work in the film.
Oh.
And Spielberg's done... He was the 80s.
Right.
That's the decade that built
Why
him.
Why wouldn't he make any references?
I guess it's he's something... I don't want it to be self-referential.
Oh.
I don't know. It seemed weird because I thought, well, but if you take your stuff out, that's just as bad as if you were to, you know, overly feature it. Huh. You could do it tastefully.
Yeah. Just
we trust
sort of
you.
Pepper it in.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah. It's,
some
it's,
writer will handle that for you.
It's
and you just,
in the book.
Right.
You're not, you know...
Huh.
But there's...
Interesting.
The DeLorean.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he part of the Zemeckis film?
Is he the Back to the Future?
Yeah, I think he was part of it.
All right.
There's a bunch of stuff that he's part of...
That he won't
In one way, shape, or form that he's not going to want in the movie.
Interesting. You know, hopefully we won't even notice it. Well, there are so many 80s references in there, you could cut all the Spielberg stuff. And
I believe
Raiders of the Lost Ark
is out.
A hugely featured.
It's out.
I
based
mean, the guy
on what
keeps
I read.
A Grail diary.
It's out. I know, that was trippy.
Interesting. Well, hopefully we won't even notice it.
Well,
in
there's
the
too
two
much.
Hours
yeah, there's too much anyway. So, in fact, I'm telling you, I'm sure I'm missing a lot of stuff.
Well, I have to say, having read it before and gone back and read it again, I knew the overview of the story. I mean, I just delighted in every detail, even more maybe because I knew how much I loved it, and just being in that universe again was so nice. But it is a scary look at what the future almost will hold. Like, this, someone is going to invent the Oasis. Like, that's...
Wouldn't you think they'd see this and say, that's a bad idea?
Nope. They say, oh, that's a great... I mean, they're selling virtual real estate. Like, people are paying, you know, to create a planet in this universe, you got to pay money. And there's, you know, people can go to virtual shopping malls and buy virtual things for their virtual person that they are. I mean, it's incredible.
You can... Well, based on what we're looking at, your life in that world can be magnificent. And you are a slothy pile of...
You're just a pile in a
meat.
Room somewhere. Right. Your meat, your life support system for your brain. It's,
which is awful to think of.
Yeah. It's a pretty interesting concept.
One of the things that I trip out on as I'm reading it, and I know this...
We're reading Ready Player One. I think it's Ernest Cline.
It is. Is the idea that people might... Well, they're so isolated in this new world. But I know that's happening already. So many people are just in their own homes... Watching their TV on their computer.
Right.
Texting.
Alone, but with people virtually.
Right.
Like it's, you
And
know.
Those people end up becoming there. Because you're so alone, you are attaching yourself very closely to someone you've never met.
Right. Who lives nowhere near you. But, you know, they are together all the time in this.
That's frightening.
In this other world.
But the idea that they don't even go out of their house.
No.
Oh, on a video I saw... The roof of my building, it has a tree, or a tree arboretum, or whatever, right. Whatever this that thing was. I haven't been there, but I watched the camera.
Looks good. Looks interesting.
Dude, take the elevator upstairs and have a look around. What do you mean?
He doesn't leave his apartment.
Jesus.
He literally... Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's frightening.
It is frightening. Well, it's...
Don't
and
do it, people.
People have their, all their jobs are in this as well. Like, you can actually be gainfully employed in this world, have everything delivered to you. This guy's even got, like, double doors on his apartment. Like, if something's going to get delivered, there's an airlock, basically.
What's normal? Like, do they eat or drink? Is there, are there pets? Like,
oh, there's no
stuff?
The pets have died long ago.
Oh.
I mean, they basically order the food that they need off the Oasis. The Oasis and the internet are basically interchangeable because there's nothing you would want to do on the internet, it would seem, that you couldn't just do on
the
Oasis.
We're starting to see this stuff, though, in our lives. Here's an example. You know the Amazon button when
yeah.
you're like doing your laundry and you go, oh, look, I'm low on laundry. Click. And now that thing's about to be shipped to your house.
Yeah.
On the Oasis, if you walk into a pizza parlor while, you know, on your travels...
Actually walk in or virtually?
Virtually walk in the Oasis. Pizza parlor.
They're actually generating the smell, certain suits, if you have a high-end suit. Oh, Jesus.
And you can order a piece of pizza and it will be shipped to your house in real life from that restaurant. But it's not from that restaurant because that restaurant doesn't exist.
From your designated pizza place that's near your house.
How's
where someone
that?
Is presumably
that
actually working.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
Science fiction, everyone.
It's
often correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, people see it and go, I'm going to build that. It's crazy. Anyway, Ready Player One is a movie that's going to be out in like a year. But in the meantime...
Wait, before we go on, tons of people are asking, Hooman, what is the name of the resort
yeah.
that you were...
It's called the Sonora Resort. S-O-N-O-R-A.
Okay.
Sonora Resort.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, in British Columbia.
Got it.
It looked...
Grand.
Just grand.
I'll show you a couple pictures during the show. I mean, later on.
You posted a bunch of stuff, right? If people follow you on Instagram,
yeah,
Hooman's TV.
There's a humpback whale breaching the water.
I saw you texted me to check out your stories, and well, I didn't have that much time, so
yeah,
I looked
busy.
At what I had, you know, patience for, and then I stopped.
No problem.
All right, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We're all back in town. We have a huge week. Few last chances at Secret Show passes coming up today and more. Stand by. We'll be back in a minute.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.